This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
And we are live back at Tour de Pizza, coming to you live with Knockout Radio every Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m. How you doing, Randy? You doing good?
Yeah, I was going to let you handle this.
What do you mean?
Let's see what you can do. Let's see how bad you can hold the show down.
I can hold it down pretty bad.
You've been holding it down a long time.
I know. That's what I do. I'm the anchor. The anchors hold things down.
That's not always a good thing.
What do you mean?
I want to be like a hot air balloon.
You want to take off? You
wanna, I want to go up.
You want a bit more ratings, or you just want to stay where we are, just kind of the coast?
No, more ratings would be good, but you're holding us down.
Oh, I'll.
So what did you produce this hour? Since Sean produced the first hour, I'm going to turn it over.
Is that what he did?
Yeah.
He produced that hour?
I produced Chris Lieben coming on momentarily.
Nice.
Coming to town on June 22nd. Little bare knuckle fighting championship.
How big is that for Tampa? Is it? I mean, do you think we've had the Super Bowl here? We've had the championship NCAA football here, Final Fours. Where does this compare?
It doesn't.
No.
Come on. And you know I love it.
Right.
I mean, I love the sport. I don't even think a UFC here is that big of a deal. Truly, I don't.
Sure.
Everybody seems to think MMA has exploded. It's gotten bigger. There's no way that you can say the UFC is on the same level as a Super Bowl.
No, of course not.
Okay. Well, you just asked.
Well, I'm just saying. But I mean, will Tampa come out for this? You know
what really truly concerns me? I've been to two bare knuckle events, and to the best of my knowledge, I haven't seen any situations. I haven't seen any ugliness. Tampa concerns me a little.
Sure.
It truly
of the history.
Does.
There's history here. Wasn't there a brawl in the crowd, you know, years past?
I believe so, and that's what I was told by the owner of one of the MMA companies.
Sure.
You know, there's been some situations at some events I've been judging.
Right. That's a risk at every combat.
Yeah.
Every time there's a crowd involved.
It doesn't even have to be combat.
Concert, anything.
Right, concert, football games, you know, whatever. So, yeah, it's always a concern. But when it's a combat sport.
And a bare knuckle where it's a barbaric, or bringing a different breed of fans, right? Truckers and, just.
What's wrong with truckers?
Rugged, tough, parking lot brawlers. I mean, that's kind of how the UFC started, though. I mean, that was our core fan base.
Not really. It wasn't really a tough man.
It wasn't. I
don't know. The one I saw in Augusta was a tough man.
I mean,
it was Tank Abbott.
That's what made it so great. I mean, it was like the guy who just delivered your packages for UPS is now walking into the cage.
But that's not what MMA, bare knuckle, any of that really is.
It's evolved. I mean, now it's
a sport.
It
definitely has evolved.
There's sponsors behind it. Now they get paid to eat, sleep, and train, and that's their job. And even the styles of fighting aren't the same. It used to be they just ran to the middle and start slugging it out. That style doesn't work anymore now.
Well, with bare knuckle fighting championship, they don't run to the middle because they start in the middle.
Right, they toe the line. As long as no one drops a cell phone, they're good to fight.
I wonder what would happen. I'd have to ask. And there was something on one of the websites that the Florida State Boxing Commission was not going to allow bare knuckle. You know, and Sean even called me on it, and I called Dave Feldman, and then I called the Florida Athletic Commissioner.
Sure.
And spoke to someone in his office, and it will be totally 100% bare knuckle. They're saying that there needs to be a wrap. Now, both events I went to, they got wrapped. Your wist gets wrapped.
Sure.
But nothing covers your knuckle.
Nothing. No kind of film.
There's
nothing
on
tape,
your knuckle.
Nothing.
Now, the commissioner that I spoke to said that there would be a glove up to that. And when I spoke to Dave Feldman, it's the wrap up to that.
Okay.
I've never even heard of a glove that would just go on your wrist.
Huh.
It doesn't even make sense.
Sure.
But, you know, I spoke to Dave. I spoke to the commission. There are no stumbling blocks. June 22nd, out at the fairgrounds. This event is going to go off. This event is going to be awesome. And we're going to give away a pair of tickets.
That's every week we have tickets.
Every week.
To give? Yeah.
Every week.
So what do people have to do to get the tickets?
Haven't decided.
Okay.
So
they got to jump through hoops. They got to jump.
Really?
Through. Yeah. Got to make it earn it.
Like what?
This is a big deal. This isn't like going to the fair or where you're at the Renaissance Festival. Where you're always, giving away thousands of tickets. Like this is big. This is bare knuckle. You know the seats are going to be killer. I mean, Dave Feldman's involved. He's not going to give away tickets that aren't good.
Well, and it's at the hall at the fair.
It's close, right?
It's not
and personal. It's.
Right. It's not a massive arena, and it's where the Tampa Bay Lightning first started. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be cool.
This is a big event. This is big. It's big for Tampa.
Some of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be there. I spoke to them about it yesterday.
All right.
So they'll be in attendance. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be some cool stuff.
We'll put together some kind of contest, something.
While you're thinking about that, and I know we're gonna have to, you're gonna have to think about this for a long, long time. Your thoughts on Thurman, who's right here from Clearwater, taking on Pacquiao?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't really care. I mean, it's kind of like it's past its prime. Like the hype of Pacquiao is all. I mean,
yeah, but Thurman's not.
Yeah, I know, but it's like another guy that's over the hill and should be done and like left in your memory bank. You know, like, it was like Israel fighting Anderson Silva, or you know, like I just don't want to see it. I don't.
Well, we've talked about, and we've been talking about it for the past hour and 10 minutes. June 22nd.
Oh yeah.
And you will finally be in attendance in a ticket. I will be sitting square circled size, and I am looking forward to it. I've covered our next guest since day one.
You have.
Matter of fact, one of the few pieces of memorabilia I have is a game or a fight-worn shirt of his, a Warrior Wear, which was a good friend of mine, was a sponsor of Chris Lieben. And on the phone with us right now is the Crippler, Chris Lieben. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. First and foremost, I'm looking forward to you coming to our town in Tampa, Florida next month. Talk to me about the transition. I know you've been in combat sports a long, long time. You've now had a fight or two in bare knuckle. What's the transition from the MMA world into bare knuckle?
Well, you know, one, I mean, it's just hands. It's boxing, so you don't have to worry about no jiu-jitsu. You know, and the fact that it's just hands changes the range, too. You know, boxing is a closer range than kickboxing or MMA, you know. And the other big thing for me, you know, that I like having done martial arts for so long is that, you know, it's different. You know, when you talk about boxing, you talk about the sweet science. You know, there's a lot more that you can do or get away with because it's just your hands. You know, your combos are more involved. Your head motion is different. You know, so I'm really enjoying training this because it's been a while since I've done straight boxing.
What do you need to do to protect your knuckles? You know, I've had numerous people, and I'm sure people have reached out to you and say, Chris, I know you're fighting bare knuckle, but how big is the glove? There is no glove. So how do you protect your knuckle when you crack somebody in the head? I know how you throw your hands, and you have to be careful, right?
You know, if I was one of these 20-year, you know, martial artists, you know, maybe I could have started slapping water and punching sand when I was 8 years old. but, you know, unfortunately, I don't have that luxury. You know, so kind of my mentality at this point is, hey, just like in MMA, I'm going to take care of my hands when I train. And if I break them in the fight, well, that's fine. I get paid. I got some time to heal up. You know, and I think that that's really, you know, the best you can do. There's some stuff I've been doing, obviously hitting a heavy bag without wraps on. I was using one of those vibe plates to do, you know, that increased bone density. But then I ended up just burning my knuckles off, so it didn't work out too well.
Right, right. Now, when we've had Bobby Gunn and some of the other guys on, they've talked about pulling punches and not giving, you know, throwing 100%. Is that something that, A, you do, and if you do, do you have to think about that as you're fighting?
You know, honestly, that's pretty hard for me to do. If somebody right. is standing there trying to knock me out, it's hard for me to punch a half out. I mean, hey, if they can do that, my hat's off to them. But let's be honest. You're in a fist fight. You're throwing.
So how do you train? What do you train to get ready for a bare-knuckle fight, which is coming to Tampa next month?
Well, you know, the biggest thing with the no gloves is, you know, a boxing glove is probably 4 inches thick. An MMA glove is an inch and a half, you know, and an inch and a half less on your range when you're talking about striking at the highest level is light years. You know, so the biggest thing I noticed punching with no gloves was I had to get used. I had to be an inch and a half closer. And I've been training myself to stand at an exact range for so long that it takes some time to calibrate that. It also, you know, you can be a little off with your knuckle placement when you have a glove. It kind of makes up for it. There's no making up for it. You got to hit with those two big knuckles, you know, when you're bare knuckle, you know. So we've been working a lot of that calibration and making sure I'm hitting with the right part of my hand.
We both have been involved in, from different, you know, standpoints. You're in the octagon, you're in a cage, you're doing the fighting. I'm outside watching and talking about it. We've both seen how MMA has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. How big can bare knuckle get? How big do you think it can go?
I mean, on truly, the sky's the limit. I look at it this way. I think 10 years ago, wouldn't have done well. I think where culture is at now with as big as combat sports are. And then you look, here's the thing with MMA. You know, I'm a brown belt in jiu-jitsu. I've been doing jiu-jitsu for 20 years. When I'm watching two guys banging out and then somebody gets taken down, I go, dang it. You know, and honestly, if you don't do jiu-jitsu, you don't really know what to look for or what's going on. You know, so, you know, everybody understands a fist fight. You know what I mean? Anybody can turn that on, watch that and go, oh, I get this. This is exciting. I see who's winning. I see who's losing. It doesn't take an expert to understand what's going on.
You have got to.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, and I think that opens the door for a lot more people.
You've got to love what Dave Feldman, you know, is doing and has done, and his passion for the sport and his passion for the fighters and the fight itself. You know, we've been there when he's gotten up and kind of yelled at some fighters and we need you to fight. That plays right into really your game. That's what you want to do. You want to go in there, throw hands and be in a fist fight.
You know, that's the truth. I mean, I feel like the sport was designed for the way I fight. You know, there's only in MMA, I've only really been beaten two ways. One, a guy runs backwards, throws kicks. Two, he takes me down and just, you know, lay and pray, stays on top of me. Those are two things you can't do in bare knuckle. One, you know, it's not the biggest ring in the world. It's a squared circle. You know, you put a circle inside a boxing ring, it takes away a lot of that space. You know, so they don't have much room to run. You know, and two, with the range being closer, you know, everybody knows I like to punch people in the face. So, you know, if they can hit me, I'm close enough to hit them.
What's the difference in, and I don't know if this is even going to be asked properly, you know, the pain. How do you feel, you know, a punch with a boxing glove compared to a punch in an MMA glove to compare to being hit with no glove at all?
Well, you know, I mean, maybe ask me after 20 seconds, because so far I haven't really been hit. I got hit once on the top of my head in my last fight, but that's it, you know. I mean, bare knuckle, I've been hit before, and it's the same. It's just like a flash. Honestly, the damage to the skin, you don't feel at all. You feel the concussion, you know. It's like a, you know, if I get hit real hard, for me, it's like a blast of light, and then I'm like, okay, wait, where am I at? What's going on? All right, I'm still on my feet, you know, and then you figure it out. As far as pain goes, I've never really dealt with pain during the fight. It immediately after the fight is you know, right about when they're interviewing me after the fight, that's when the pain tends to start to sink in for me. During the fight, you're just kind of calculating, okay, am I okay? Is my bounce off? You know, how do I defend myself? I mean, you're too busy thinking about those and then whether it hurt or not.
What's the strangest or funniest thing that you've ever kind of daydreamed or drifted off in the middle of a fight? Does anything ever happen that comes to mind?
Actually, you know, I mean, I can remember years ago, you know, fighting and then realize, oh, there's that girl I like out in the crowd, you know, and here I am in the middle of a fight and I'm paying attention to some chick in the crowd. I thought that was funny afterward. You know, you think you have more important priorities, but nature.
Yeah, that's awesome. What do you know about your opponent on the 22nd of June here in Tampa?
Brandon Ward. He's got a boxing background. You know, he's got a lot of first round knockouts. You know, I think this sport was designed for the way he fights too. You know, he's known for his hands. He's known for hitting really hard. He's known for knocking guys out. He doesn't back up. So I think, you know, the one thing about our fight, man, it's going to be exciting. He's definitely my toughest opponent to date as far as bare knuckle goes, you know, and, you know, I'm training accordingly. You know, I know that it's going to be a war to go out there and try to put Brandon Moore down, you know, so. And I know he's training as hard as he can to do the same to me. So it's going to be an exciting fight for sure. We're both high level strikers, you know, with MMA background, you know, so he's a great wrestler, college wrestler. So he understands the clinch, how to hold and hit, and then boxing as well. Those are his two backgrounds, which makes him kind of built for the sport.
If this sport was built for you and it was built for him, all I can say is it's going to be a hell of a fight on the 22nd.
That's it. You know, there's only room for one of us. So
definitely looking forward to it, Chris. Thank you for your time. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong for giving us a couple minutes of your time.
That's rad. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate your time. Chris Lieben coming to town, and I'll find out from Dave Feldman this week when the fighters are going to come. I've talked to Walter at the press box.
Okay.
I think we're going to do the show that Wednesday from the press box.
Okay.
And then I've already told you we're going to talk to some of the guys to come for pizza after.
Yeah.
You might be making pizzas at 2 in the morning.
Perfect. It's great because, like, after their hands are all busted up, they can put the dough around it and, like, that cold dough. Max Griffin, I tell you, best recovery on the planet.
Well, no, what I've told some of the fighters is if their knuckles are all bruised, you're going to, you know, feed them.
Oh, yeah, I'll feed them. Like, what do you mean actually feed them like a baby? Like,
yeah, you're going to actually feed them. Right. You know, it's funny. One of the videos that I have from my dad before he passed away, and I still can't believe that I just said that, but is I went to feed him, you know, and he was just, you know, not doing well. And so I went to feed him, and I said, here comes the airplane, you know, kind of like what you do to babies, right?
Of course.
So, and I did this to the kids when they were growing up, too. You know, you kind of like lie a little bit. So I'm like, here comes the airplane. Here it comes. Open up your mouth into the tunnel. Oh, crap. There's no tunnel for airplanes, which meant I had to do it again, and I got to shove some more food down his gullet, you know, because now it was a train, you know, into the tunnel. But looking forward to Chris Lieben coming to town. I got to be honest with you.
Hey, that 3:15 segment every week for the Bare Knuckle is really cool. I mean, you get to catch up with a lot of like legends, like a lot of fighters still fighting, like using a different discipline. And I didn't even think about the fact that the padding changes your range. So if you've been a fighter your whole life in one discipline with a certain glove and a certain weight, that inch and a half is a huge difference. That means if it connects or if it doesn't connect.
Sure.
It's a completely different game. So I didn't even think about that.
You know, inch, half an inch, 3 inches. You know, that's why they make such a big deal about range.
Sure.
But you're right, and I never thought of that. If you're used to throwing the glove, every little piece is different, kind of like, you know, Becky Two Belts yelling, come closer, come closer.
Sure.
I'm just saying
it's all about range.
It all falls into that. I know that it sounds silly and, you know, we're goofing off, but it definitely does.
And I'm sitting here looking at the Bare Knuckle Boxing, you know, Fighting Championship website. There isn't a bad seat in the house. I mean, general admission is $40.
Well, and that's where you'll be.
So you're giving away 2 tickets a week, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, this has got to be something good. General seating, $50. Reserve, $75. Premium, $100. And ringside, $200. So depending on where these tickets are that you have, you're giving away great value. So people have got to do something. There's going to be something. There's
and
gonna
I
be
don't
something
know
good.
Which ones we're giving away, because I did ask Dave for at least one pair of VIPs.
I know that the VIP table seating is sold out. So it looks like, I mean, this could be a packed event. Like, people are going to be here. It's going
to
be good.
I'm looking forward to, because I know where I'm sitting.
Ring cage side.
Squared circle side.
Squared, where am I sitting?
You're up in the GA.
Can I sit in your lap?
No.
We're a team, like you and I. Like no. Ebony and Ivory.
I told you we're not.
We're Kool-Aid.
We're really not.
We're peanut and butter.
Am I peanut or am I butter?
Which one you want?
Whichever it takes for me to get a better seat. Here's what I'll do. I'll get you a better than GA seat if you drive from your place in Wesley Chapel.
Okay.
Pick us up, drive us to the fairgrounds, drive us home, and then you can go your own way.
It's tempting. I am an Uber guy.
Yes, you are.
You know, if I can Uber Henry Cejudo to the, maybe I can drive him in Chicago when he's fighting Morales.
If you were there, maybe you could.
Oh, I'm going to Chicago. It's a pizza city.
What are you going to do? Wait until the day of, right?
I'm the pizza presidente. I got to
really
be there.
You're really not.
I am the pizza presidente.
Every time we try to move on from this, you keep bringing it back up.
I will never let it go. He got to pry it out of my greasy fingers.
Dead. Greasy dead, dead fingers.
My no, greasy
it's
dead
called
fingers.
Your greasy dead fingers. And we could do that.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm going to Chicago.
Well, you might want to book it.
Cage side. Call my credential. I'm going.
All right, you're not getting a credential, and you won't be cage side. Now, if you go to Chicago, I might be able to swing a ticket for you.
Right.
You know Grossman's going to be there.
I know. Grossman.
You know he's
coming here.
Bare Knuckle, yeah.
He's coming here. The Presidente is coming to Tampa.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think I'm sitting on his bed.
That's my bed. That's where I sleep on the weekend.
All right, so three quarters down.
I know.
How about that? You know, that's the first time I've talked to Chris Lieben in a long, long time.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, he was that wild, crazy guy back in the day, and now he's still wild and crazy.
Was he on your Mount Rushmore at one time?
No.
Not top four?
Mount Rushmore is top, top.
Who's your top four? Top four combat sport guys.
Combat sport. Oh, yeah. Now you're making it even worse.
Why? That's more to choose from.
No, it makes it worse.
Really?
Yeah, you want it as closed in as possible.
Is Tyson on your Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame. On your Mount. Greatest of all time?
Again, can we just go boxing or does it have to be combat?
Or is Deontay now your newest?
No.
Dominant.
No.
Have we seen that kind of power since Tyson? What we saw last week with the Bronze Bomber?
It was crushing.
Crushing.
Now, what moves Deontay Wilder higher than most? When you say what is my Mount Rushmore, that means that's my personal opinion.
Right.
Okay. I've met Muhammad Ali. I've met Mike Tyson. I've met Deontay Wilder. I've had, two of them on the show. I've done things with Muhammad Ali at the Ted Williams thing. All three were great, great people to me. But it would have been pretty difficult. It is pretty difficult to be cooler than Deontay Wilder.
He's a pretty cool guy.
It is unbelievable how cool he was.
And he's tall. Like that photo you post, it was amazing.
Like 6'7", isn't he? He's definitely a big boy. But I would need some serious time to think about when you say either boxing or MMA or how do you even pick? It's personal, but how do you pick four best wrestlers to go on Mount Rushmore? You know, there's probably 10.
Yeah.
Now, again, it's all individual. It's not necessarily records. And wrestling is even more because it's not, you know, it's scripted and all that kind of stuff. So technically, you could be a fan of, like, I think I might put DDP in my four. I don't know.
Oh.
But he didn't win the titles of Hogan or Flair or any of those guys.
Did you see Flair was rushed to the emergency room last week?
Did you see where he died? It was reported he died because people hacked websites.
Yeah, but he hasn't died yet.
No. He's already out. He's fine. Yeah. That guy's going to live forever.
Oh, forever.
Well, I love that shirt he had.
No, yeah, not dead yet.
Yeah. FCC. You know, so Mike Perry. Mike Perry got his bike, by the way.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he got the new one, and he went and rode it up and down the cul-de-sac.
Oh, that's awesome.
And what was funny is he put up about winning the bike. And so I tweeted, you know, the performance of the night, blah, blah, blah. And somebody came back and ripped it and said the UFC screwed him. Because normally you get $50,000 for performance of the night. And I'm like, no, knucklehead, that was our performance of the night. It had nothing to do, with the UFC.
I'd pay $50,000 for a Jupiter bike. Those are pretty sweet.
All right. Give me $50,000. I'll get you a Jupiter bike.
Done.
Done.
It's Canadian conversion, by the way.
I don't care. What's 50 Canadian?
I don't know. I got to call Drake.
Drake probably throws that away.
And if the Raptors win, I got to cash in my $100 ticket for $100,000.
What?
Whatever Sean was doing research on.
No, he's not researching.
Oh, the hockey, the hockey. If
the Blues.
So the Blues win.
And I'm so glad the Blues are in the finals. And I know we got to hit this break. But, you know, they got hosed on a really bad call that cost the game in overtime. A hand pass, which is illegal.
Right.
And they went crazy. And then they came back and you know, isolated it. What I do think, the St. Louis Blues, the Toronto Raptors, the Boston Bruins and the New England Patriots should all team up on the Golden State Warriors, and they'd still lose. Did you see the shots that Steph was making? He literally closed his eyes, threw it behind his back, dribbled twice, and sank it from the parking lot.
He's ice cold,
No, he's not ice cold.
He's red hot.
He's red hot. He was ice cold in one of those games. All right, three quarters down, one quarter to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Join NBC, Telemundo, and Michelson Found Animals in our Fund the Shelters Challenge. Animal shelters here in our community need your support. You can lend a helping paw by donating today. Log on to fundtheshelters.com and help shelters compete to win prize money.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Tour de Pizza every Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m. As always, sponsored by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone.
And we're looking at doing a special Knockout Radio with some of the bare knuckle fighters.
Yeah.
I hadn't even really announced it until just now. Came out. But so it'd be the 22nd, 21st, 19th?
Are you paying for my travel and accommodations for that travel and road show?
Absolutely not.
I mean, gas to Tampa?
Nope. Nope.
Buy me a wing or something?
Nope.
A chicken wing?
Nope.
Don't they have 75 cent wings on Wednesday?
I don't know if it's Wednesday, but nope. Here's what we'll do.
Buy me a drink?
No, I'm not buying you nothing.
Give me a water?
But I'll purchase a water.
I'll call it in. I'll order it. In advance.
I will purchase you a, not a bottled water, a glass of water.
Perfect. That's what I'm worth.
Well, you said it, not me. I didn't want to change it, too much. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. It's right around the corner. When Chicago? UFC Chicago?
Not sure.
I think it's like the week before then. I want to say
June,
it's mid-June, isn't it?
6th or June 8th or something like that.
Well, June 8th, I believe, is a Friday. June 15th or 16th, I'm going to Atlanta.
I'll look it up right now. I'm
going to the Phillies Braves in Hotlanta.
Are you really?
I am.
June 8th, Saturday, June 8th, 10 p.m. at the United Center.
That's an awful day.
Chicago.
June 8th is not my favorite day.
The second biggest pizza city in the U.S.
Behind St. Pete?
New York.
I'm not a big Chicago pizza fan.
Yeah, they got two different styles though. They got the thin with the squares and then the extra cheese, and they go all the way to the edge. Then you got the pan pie, it's a preference.
I think I'm going to give up pizza for Lent.
Why would you do that? Why would you do such a thing?
Well, what is Lent? Is that the thing that it goes in the middle of your belly button?
It's from the dryer. Yeah. It catches on fire.
That's what
you
got to
clean that out.
Well, that's why I figured. That's why I figured I better, for Lent, stop eating pizza.
That's going to be a crazy fight card, though, for Chicago. I mean, you got Ferguson and Cerrone on that card. That's going to be not even a main or co-main event fight. That's going to be fireworks.
I know some people are upset that Cerrone took that fight.
Yeah.
Some people in his circle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, why does he need that fight? He doesn't need that fight.
It's not that he needs it. He'll never turn down a fight. And it's money.
But
the way he spends money,
I thought he was going to hold out for McGregor.
I don't think he would hold out for anything.
Do you think McGregor's coming back to UFC?
I don't.
He's just going to stay boxing.
I don't think he's going to box.
No, he's going to fight Paulie. That's what this is all build up for.
No.
Either bare knuckle or boxing.
I don't think it'll be bare knuckle. I think we are light years away before somebody like Conor. They can demand the type of money that he demands. I mean, I could be wrong. If anybody can pull it off, it'd be Feldman.
Yeah.
But I just don't think that money is there yet.
Well, what about in traditional boxing? Like, that's where the money is.
There's only one person that brings in that kind of money.
Triple G.
Floyd.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's it. And I just don't think I don't think Conor has the drive and desire to want to do it anymore. Kind of like the Rose Namajunas.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you get to a point, you know, there's, it's like you in this radio show. You can tell that you don't want to be here.
I love it.
Yeah, but you love it, but you don't want to be here. We can tell. You know, your prep shows it. But, you know, when you're in a fight.
I got a lot of prep.
Nick Lentz told us last week. He was in the middle of a fight and said, this may not be for me.
Right.
Well,
right.
When that's the case, you know, when you're in the fight game, you know, and you think retirement, it's time to retire.
Sure.
You know, and I just don't think Connor has the BJ Penn thing.
Yeah.
If you don't have that desire and the drive to get to the gym at 6 in the morning, to get to the gym at 11, to go back at 6 o'clock, you know, it's why people can't do diets.
But I was okay with him fighting Clay Guida because it's two legends, two older guys, two guys in the same conditioning, same lifespan.
All right. Hold on a second. I love Clay Guida.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the president of his unofficial fan club.
You are.
I love Clay Guida.
You do.
But I don't know if I'd call Clay Guida a legend.
I mean, they were two guys that were great warriors at that era.
It's a big difference than calling them a legend.
So not a legend, but two great fighters, and they're both in the same cycle of their fighting career. So I'm okay with those guys hitting it off like in Rio to, you know, give it a last hurrah or take the, you know, the one last lap around the track. I'm okay with that. But like seeing something like Israel, an up-and-coming star, the interim champion fighting Anderson Silva, the legend, the GOAT, when he's at his decline. I mean, we just saw what happened to him.
Why
in
do you
the
call him
fight.
The GOAT?
I don't know. I think it was because he was untouchable for long.
Hold on a second. He was.
No, but I can't.
He was. It's not like being called a Marine. He
was
once
a Marine. Always
a
Marine.
Right. You're always a Marine. Well, you know, just because you once were the GOAT, you're not the GOAT anymore. The GOAT is the greatest of all time.
But it's so hard. Like, in my memory bank, he's still the greatest. When he came out in his prime, he was untouchable. Just toying with people.
Mike Tyson.
Just playing with them. Not even taking any of them serious.
Absolutely.
Elite guys at the highest level, he was just walking through. Front kicking, face kicks. I mean, like, this guy was changing.
Now, let me ask you a question. If Anderson Silva would have stopped after the first Chris Weidman.
Greatest of all time. Undisputed.
And again, I don't know that, but by what he has done to his career since then,
he's not.
Does that affect the greatest of all time?
Absolutely, it does.
It has to.
It has to. Because back then he was dropping knees on the algebra teacher, and he took Rich Franklin into retirement, and Rich Franklin was a beast.
Okay,
a legend.
He didn't take Rich Franklin into retirement.
Those knees kicked him into.
It didn't take him into retirement. He fought after that. He fought numerous people after
those knees ended like a lot of that motivation.
Well, it ended part of his face, but it didn't. And I was just with Rich not too long ago, but
how is he? How's he doing?
Rich is doing great. Rich is getting ready to do a lot of things in the United States.
Really?
Yep.
You know, he was my favorite fighter for a while, like, because it made it real. It made it, like, obtainable. Like, hey, a school teacher can be a champion.
One of my favorite things that I did is, you know, I was pretty friendly with Rich and my brother from another mother, George Gashel. And we went and had some food at MGM.
Okay.
You know, I forget what restaurant it was. It was right.
Planet Hollywood? Maybe?
No, it was like a deli thing, or it was like a breakfast thing, okay. Or whatever. Now, I want to say it was the day before or the day of the weigh-in.
Okay.
Okay. So Rich couldn't eat, but right. George ate.
Right.
You know, I had something to eat,
right.
And that was probably the nastiest I've ever seen Rich Franklin in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Because Rich is the coolest and nicest, you know, and he wasn't a total jerk. He wasn't Randy Harris, but,
right.
But you know.
He was glowing carbs. He was crabby.
Yeah, he was a little crabby.
Uncomfortable.
You know, and like seeing Rich Franklin crabby would be like, I don't know, who's the nicest person on planet Earth?
Oh, me.
I didn't say the biggest clown.
You set him up, I'll knock him down, yeah, buddy.
I know. So who's the first person that comes to mind other than?
Mother Teresa.
Okay. It would be like seeing Father Teresa, you know, being nasty to somebody.
I thought you guys would be eating Skyline Chili since they're from Cincinnati. You know, like, that's like the whole.
In the MGM Grand?
I don't know.
It's not like we flew to Cincinnati to grab a meal before the weigh-in.
Good.
But yeah, Rich is getting ready to do some serious big things here. With the organization. He has a TV show. He's huge in Singapore. Massive. His TV show is huge. He does it all.
That's amazing. I mean, he was, like I said, he was that one guy that made it obtainable. Like, wow. Like, this could be anyone.
Well, Matt Hughes is just a farmer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even like he had a, you know, he was a fireman.
Yeah. I mean, that's what made the sport so great. These guys came from different industry, different walks of life, and then they
Tank Abbott just sat on bar stools. You know? I still say that's one of my favorite fighters of all time because he was like Chris Lieben in the fact that he'll come to the front. We drove to Fort Lauderdale to see him fight Kimbo Slice.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like what we said after is what we talked about. Thank God we didn't go to Brooklyn for the Deontay Wilder fight.
Sure.
Thank God we didn't go, you know, to some of these fights that last seven.
Right.
When Mike Tyson won a fight, it was 17 seconds in.
Right.
I mean, could you imagine going to Brooklyn for that? We were still glad that we drove down to Fort Lauderdale for that fight, and it lasted, I don't know, 30 seconds.
Sure.
I've always said I would only pay money to see two football players play football.
Okay.
I've always said that. Brett Favre, Warren Sapp. That's the only two people I would ever pay money to watch play football. You know, maybe I could change it now and add Brady, just because when I saw him, when I covered him, when they came to play the Bucs, he was like an action figure.
Right.
Just the way he walked around. Right.
Captain America.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. But I have always said that, you know, and I'm jaded. I've been to X amount of Super Bowls, and I've been to so many things. I get that. I would pay money back in the day. I don't know if I'd do it anymore. But 10, 15 years ago, I would have paid money to watch Tank Abbott fight.
Wow. Yeah.
It might end in 10 seconds, but that dude is walking to the middle of wherever. And he's going to throw like it's no tomorrow.
Well, since you brought up the whole football thing, and in this edition of Matt, What the Matt.
All right, let's do What the Matt when we come back.
Let's do it now.
No, right. We're going to do What the Matt now. And because I'm running the show, I'm turning your mic off. We'll hit this final break. And when we come back, I'm petrified to do it. But we can't even hear you laugh because your mic's off. We'll do What the Matt. And if I don't like it, that'll be the last time you'll be on the program today. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.
According to Shane Grossman, Anderson Silva failed a drug test, and therefore he's no longer the GOAT.
No, he definitely did.
Because of the drug test.
So did
not because of losing.
So did Hoist Gracie. This is Knockout Radio. We'll be right back. Beat up cars with guitars and drummers go.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Join NBC, Telemundo, and Michelson Found Animals in our Fund the Shelters Challenge. Animal shelters here in our community need your support. You can lend a helping paw by donating today. Log on to fundtheshelters.com and help shelters compete to win prize money.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, your one opportunity. Normally, I do What the Matt. If I don't like it, if it upsets me, if it's stupid, well, we already know it's stupid.
It has to be stupid.
Yeah, it has to
be stupid. It's What the Matt.
It's What the Matt.
Yeah. But this time, I'm actually deferring the Matt. It's not about me. Usually, it's me doing something stupid. This one, it is not.
Why does that come so natural?
You know, because I'm just really good at it.
Yes, you really are.
It's not that I'm, you know.
It just comes natural.
It's not that I love, like, fighting. It's just that I'm really good at it.
You know? I'm not talking about fighting. Just.
Well, wait, has there ever been a pizza man that made it to the UFC? I mean, Rich Franklin was
Max Payne.
Max Payne wasn't a pizza. Well, he was a pizza guy.
He was a pizza guy.
Yeah. Well, who's the guy we interviewed? He was, like, actually delivering a pizza. And then I delivered pizza to the guys that were grappling in the garage.
That was Max.
No, it wasn't Max.
I'm pretty sure it was Max.
No, the guy was from Boston. We talked to him in Boston. He was delivering pizzas, and then he saw everybody grappling in the garage, so he went back and started training with them, and that's how he got. I'll have to look up the old show. I'll have to do some research.
Yeah, do that, but I'm pretty sure it was Max.
It wasn't Max Griffin. Max is from California.
I understand that.
This is in Boston.
I don't think it was.
He was from Boston.
All right.
I'll have to look it up, but I'll in this episode of What the Mat, I just got to ask the question, how did Kellen Winslow Jr., the NFL star, $40 million.
He was never a star.
A star. He was a star.
He was never a star.
He was not a star?
He was never a star.
Coming out of college?
Out of the University of Miami, where he said he was going to war and he was a soldier.
He was never a
star in the NFL.
As a son of a
NFL. Doesn't make you a star.
I mean, but he had a big name coming out of school.
That's different.
Had a lot of eyes on him. He was a household name.
That's different.
He had a lot of hype behind him.
All of that is different. That's not a star. I covered him with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
How is he on trial right now for raping, allegedly, prostitutes? And I mean, how does someone's life go from that $40 million paycheck to what he's accused of doing? Like, I don't get it. I don't understand it.
I'm in a typical book of face discussion.
Okay.
Disagreement. Anybody in the Tampa Bay area will know who I'm talking about. Who I'm in this disagreement with.
Okay.
This person claims that it's all head trauma.
CTE.
You know, that from playing football, of course, he called it going to war, which is offensive because football players don't go to war.
Sure.
And he brought up Aaron Hernandez. And he brought up some people that have played in the NFL.
Junior Seau.
Junior Seau didn't. He killed himself.
Right.
Because of the head trauma and what he was going through. But to blame that, I still think, and this is just my thoughts and beliefs, and unless you can change it, I'm going to stick with it. You know, bad people do bad things.
Sure.
Having head trauma, having the injuries, just gets you there quicker.
And money magnifies who you really are.
Well, Wes Sims said that.
If you're a genuine person and you're a charitable person, you can do more with your wealth and your money to help others. If you're a bad person, you can use it to, you know.
I said to Wes Sims once that money changes people. And Wes said, no, it doesn't.
Right.
Money doesn't change people. Money brings out the true person.
It magnifies it.
And that was something that Westopher Sims III, I've always called him that. I don't know why. I've always called him Westopher Sims III. Did I tell you the funny?
That sounds so like royal.
Yeah.
You know, like
so we're at UFC 100. And I'm in his hotel room. He was on The Ultimate Fighter then with Kimbo Slice and Marcus Jones, the former Buccaneer. And he had two shirts. And I don't remember which one it was. It could have been the Sims Army or whatever. And I said, oh, that's an awesome shirt. He goes, yeah, I only have two. I swear to you, this is true. He goes, yeah, I only have two of them. I said, no, you don't. Now you only have one. Right. And I took the shirt, right? So now we're at the UFC Fan Expo. And this older gentleman comes up to me. And, you know, all the Ultimate Fighter guys are doing some media stuff. And this older gentleman said, where'd you get that shirt? And I said, I stole it from Wes Sims' hotel room. And you could see him. He got all pissed off. I mean, he got upset. Well, I later found out that it was Wes's dad.
Oh, what?
And he got upset, and I guess Wes told him, oh, no, that's Randy Harris. He goes, oh, okay, that's fine. You know, because Wes and I go way,
was that, what was his dad's shirt that you took?
It might have been, and I don't care.
He's like, I'll get one for you, one for me.
I've done more for Wes than his dad has. Wes and I go way, way back, and, you know, I could tell stories about Wes Sims, a genuine, true, great person. So when Ryan Bennett passed away, they were doing this charity event that Reed Harris, I believe, was the one putting it on. And Wes was going to be the co-main event or whatever. And all these fighters signed up to help Ryan Bennett and his wife, the widow, and the children. And all of a sudden, all these people are falling off because they're getting gigs. You know, they're getting fights. So Wes called me. It was late. And he probably called me 15 times that night, starting at 9:30 until 2 in the morning. I don't know what to do. What do you mean, Wes? Well, I gave my word that I would do this fight. I'm fighting for free. The money's going to Ryan's family. But chemo just tested positive. They've offered me the fight to fight Boss Rutan.
Wow.
And I said, Wes, don't be an idiot your whole life. You know, I have Matt coming in my future. You don't have to be Matt right now. Take the fight. This will be, I gave my word. And then I talked him into it. And then 30 minutes later, he would call me back. You know, the organization of the people were pressuring him because he gave his word. And I'm like, Wes, Ryan is screaming from heaven if you believe in that, telling you, take the fight. If somehow lightning strikes and you beat Boss Rutan. The problem about Wes Sims is Wes Sims never took anything serious. He was I would say on steroids, but in the combat sport, it's probably not good.
Don't say that.
This guy clowned around. He had a fight in, I think it was Austin, Texas, that I commentated. And he came in like Hulk Hogan, like Thunderlips. And he's throwing my knockout radio shirts. And he ended up getting beat by a guy that you could beat.
Oh, nice.
He went and he did the power of strength in the middle of a MMA fight where he sticks his hands up. And the guy just pokes him right in the face. So
I got to watch that, man.
Had him convinced. And he kept calling back. And he said, I gave my word. I said, fight, Boss, and donate all the money.
Yeah.
He finally said, I gave my word. I'm going to stay on this card and fight for free.
That's awesome.
And that's what he did.
Well, Tito said that in the beginning.
Well, he fought for free. Right. Well, there's a big difference. There's a big difference fighting for free.
And fighting for charity.
No. There's a big difference between fighting for free and turning down $50,000 to fight.
Nice.
You know what I mean? I mean, sure. Would Tito have fought for free in the UFC back in the day? I mean, he did it to get on the card. And right. I'm not, you know, Tito's my guy. You know that. I'm just saying if somebody comes up and offers you 50 grand to fight, or you're going to fight for free, there's a big difference when you gave your word you'd fight for free for this charity event, whatever. This was to get in the UFC. This was to get on the card.
Sure.
This was to fight some UFC MMA. So, I mean, big ups to everybody, but Westopher Sims III's the best.
Yeah.
And when there was that heated stuff back in the day with Tim Sylvia and Wes, it was awesome. It was classic. Wes fought Frank Mir. And no, this wasn't the Frank Mir fight, but it was the Mike Kyle fight when he got bit. And they said he didn't get bit. And I was in the front row of the UFC at this event. And Wes comes by and he stops and he sticks his pec out and he goes, what do you see right here? And it was the biggest mouth mark on his chest, but they said he didn't get bit.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the advantage of being Randy Harris.
I don't know about that, but
you could be cage side. I mean, yeah. Did you ever post that video of Mike Perry walking by giving you fist daps after he won?
I've never seen it. So
you never saw it?
No. Well, how would I see it?
I sent it to you. I have the video.
All right. Let me explain something to you live on the air.
Okay.
I don't pay attention to anything you do.
Really?
Anything you send me.
Nothing.
But it's not just you. It's everybody.
All right.
You know, my sister's talking to us about this vacation we're going to go.
It's the coolest video I've ever seen.
And she says, am I going? I said, I don't know the date. She said, I've emailed you 3 times. I said, I haven't read it 3 times.
It's a shame. And Mike Perry comes out of the cage after his biggest win of his career, after he beat the Cowboy, the Brazilian Cowboy.
It's not that. It was his biggest win because he just won a Jupiter bike.
Well, that, and he had the best dance performance of the year, right? So you think you can dance? He would have won that easily.
Probably.
And he walked by, and out of all the people, the only one that he gave any kind of love to was you.
Whatever.
Randy Harris, like, pow, like fist bumping the champ.
I don't know. Whatever.
That's cool, man.
That's not. It's not.
It is cool.
Okay.
You've been doing it too long. You're numb to it. You're just like, it's just like routine to you. It's like common. But like as a fan, like from. Like,
but that's the difference. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, but I'm from the fan crowd coming down. Like, yeah. You know, I'm looking at it from a different perspective.
I don't think that's what you are. I think you're a tool from the toolbox.
No, I'm the anchor.
Yeah, you're the tool from the toolbox. Anything going on this weekend that we need to discuss?
There's no UFC fight.
When's the Indy 500?
Probably Monday, Labor Day, maybe?
I don't know. I have no idea when it is. I told you we were going to have Sebastian on, and I forgot to call him.
Yeah.
He was out at the Bucks yesterday.
He was on Channel 10 yesterday as well.
I know. They filmed it while we were at the Bucks.
Yeah, but I there's no UFC this week. It's so weird. It's like
God, I need a fight, rest.
Right?
I need a rest.
Right? I mean, it's getting ridiculous. It's hard. I mean,
it is a shame because we're so accustomed to Super Bowl MMA events, and now there's good events, and there's events, and there's great events, and there's some events.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about last week the Rochester card. You know, like who picks the cities and the selection and why? And why in Miami? Why was it at Sunrise? You know, instead of Fort Lauderdale or Miami with big arenas? Like, was it because
of
of arena to rent it out? Or because there's a better fan, better is it more affordable? Like for the people attending, because it's not as high priced a market like L.A. or Vegas.
I know it's probably a little of all of that. I mean, and there are events in L.A. There are events in Anaheim. I'm thinking about going to the Anaheim. I think I'm going to the Sacramento.
Or do they only care about the pay per view at this point? Like, is it the ratings and the money coming in from ESPN? Because it's already guaranteed, right? Like,
that's yeah.
So ESPN's paying no matter what happens. Right. So now it doesn't matter which city. Like, they don't really need the. I don't know. I don't know who's in charge of all that, but yeah, I think the city matters. I mean, you know, don't you get excited when it's a big city and there's like a big.
Well, but this is just me. Okay. This is just, you know, my thoughts. Yes, the city matters, but you're not going to put a mediocre card, a good card, a decent card in a fantastic city. You're going to put
your star-studded
card. GSP fought at Madison Square Garden for a reason. He's not going to fight in Greenville, South Carolina.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Right.
As much as you would like to, Wonder Boy, you know, is going to fight in big cities.
Right.
You know, maybe not as a main event.
Well, Nashville is a big city. I mean, that was.
It's all right.
It's a good city.
It's a good city. It's not Greenville.
It's a nice size.
It's not Rochester.
But it has a lot of media and a lot of like celebrities. It's not
Cheyenne, Wyoming.
You get the what's that song with the Billy Ray Cyrus? Gonna take my horse to the. Hotel room. What's that song?
I have no idea.
It's a new song out. It's like the number one song in the country. Your son showed me. He's the one that told us about it.
Yeah, I listened to half of it and I tuned it out. I think it's
something like taking your horse to a hotel room.
If it's not Achy Breaky Heart, don't talk to me about Billy Ray.
Got Wrangler on my booty. I don't know the song, but maybe you can play it.
I know this has nothing to do with anything that we're normally talking about, but I have a question for you. Serious question.
All right.
So many people, me included, do not like certain genre of music.
Okay.
Okay. A lot of people don't like, me included, songs with cuss words in it.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of it.
So you're like Will Smith. You're not an Eminem guy. You're a Will Smith guy.
I couldn't tell you one song that either one of them sang.
Will Smith?
Well, he sang the Fresh Prince.
Yeah,
that's the only thing
he
I know
is
that
the
he
Fresh
sang.
Prince.
All right. So, you know, everybody's, you know, sexual. You know, they don't want sexual songs.
Okay.
Right? So I'm in the car the other day, and I'm listening to some country music.
Country.
And Luke Bryan comes on singing about knocking boots.
Okay.
Now, how is that any different?
That's just the country version of bump and grind of R. Kelly.
And that's what I'm saying. Just
nobody's getting urinated on until, you know, Paulie comes here and does it.
God, that
bare
was
knuckle.
Awful. That was awful. You know, and we talked about this at the beginning of the show, about what Deontay Wilder said.
Yep.
Okay. And I believe that... In a combat sport or in a sport, you know, when you talked about the St. Louis Blue picked the stick over and, you know, whacked the dude whatever. And it went to court and stuff. And it was pretty much said, you know, what happens on a sport. You know, when you purposely throw a baseball at 100 miles an hour at somebody's head, you would think, but it's not. It's part of the game. I want to know why Paulie didn't get arrested for spitting.
Uh-huh.
Babalu got arrested at the Hard Rock.
For spitting? Yeah.
I mean...
Well, he spit on a mural of Conor McGregor.
No, he did. Who?
Paulie. Paulie spat on a mural.
I thought he spit towards Artem.
No, it was a mural. Well, he might have done it at the presser, but...
Yeah, this was at the presser.
Oh, okay. I know he spit at the mural of Conor McGregor to start this whole media war with the two of them.
No, this was at the presser, you know, in New York the other day. So, you can be arrested for that.
That's assault. You can't spit. You can't share or transmit bodily fluids to another human unless you sign the contract and enter the squared circle. You know, then it's acceptable.
Well, I mean, again, in a cage, you should be able to be arrested for spitting on someone.
Well, I mean, you're sharing blood and fluid already. Sweat, tears,
Michael Pittman got spit on in the middle of a football game.
Okay.
All right. So they're playing the Washington Redskins.
Okay.
And Sean Taylor spit on Michael Pittman.
Oh.
Now, probably the stupidest thing that my good friend Michael Pittman ever did, he took a swing at Sean Taylor.
With his helmet on.
Now, we still need to talk about the neck car swinging the other day. So they went to throw Pitt out. And then they found out what happened. And they kicked out Sean Taylor and didn't kick out Mike Pittman. Right. But that just happened. Did you see the neck car fight?
Yeah, like they're fighting after the...
Was it Ryan Newman and Clint Boyer? And Ryan Newman's like, it takes a real man to come in, you know, throwing punches, wearing a helmet.
Why are these NASCAR guys so...
But here's my... And then you can say whatever. It takes a real moron to come in and take his helmet off. What's wrong with you?
But why are these NASCAR guys such, like, angry fighting? Like, they're little boys. Like, they're like little kids.
I've seen you in a car. I've seen you in road rage.
Yeah.
Okay? I have road rage. You have road rage.
Yes.
They're driving 190 miles an hour for 500 miles. I can see where they lose their mind.
I get it. But, like, if they get out and they run up, they look like little horse jockeys, like, fighting each other.
Somebody asked me... If and I probably, you know, took some flack for this about the horse that finished the Belmont without a jockey on.
Oh, yeah.
And so good. He beat three horses, I think. He beat three horses that had jockeys. So they asked, you know, can you finish? You know, and I said, no, you need a very small person beating the horse to qualify.
Maybe it's Billy Ray Cyrus can jockey a horse.
Well,
now.
I don't know. He's not. Small enough, but he has that. Does he still have that ponytail?
He can be the asshole.
I don't know what that means, but I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Chris Lieben, outstanding.
You know the body suits where there's like two people in a horse suit.
Goodbye. So you're gone. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. If you'd like, hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
Why don't you change your Twitter to something decent?
Naked Pizza Man 2.
Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship coming. We will put out on Twitter tonight how you can win this week's tickets. Sponsored by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone, this is Knockout Radio.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.